Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for our last 15 minutes today, we're going to explore the surprising evolution of the word ma'am and how the term went from a sign of respect to a term that more women are finding offensive or just making them feel old. Do you remember the first time someone called you ma'am? Did you think, oh my God, am I a ma'am now? So for the women listening, if someone in a store says, thank you, ma'am, do you think they're being polite or insulting? Ma'am, oh ma'am, who knew four letters and an apostrophe in the middle could cause so much controversy? 212-433-WNYC with your thoughts on how you use or people use toward you the word ma'am. 212-433-9692. And with us now is Janelle Davis, senior producer at 60 Minutes over at CBS, who explored the history of the word ma'am in an article she wrote for CNN titled How Ma'am Went From Being a Respectful Word for Some But Polarizing for Others. She worked at CNN for the past 9 years, just for background, but recently went over to CBS. So congrats on the 60 Minutes job, Janelle, first of all, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So I gather you wrote this article because you were outraged by being called ma'am in your mid-20s. Why did the term upset you?
Unfortunately, I'm in my early 30s now. But yes, you're exactly right. Like, this kept coming up as a conversation between my friends and I. And yeah, it takes your breath away. You're like, that's a word from my mother. Am I already at that age? It's been surprising. And the more I talk to people, I am not alone. This is a common theme.
Well, how would a young woman, when you were in your 20s and at that point, or even now in your early 30s, if somebody wanted to address you who doesn't know you and wanted to use just a term of respect for another individual who appears to present as a woman, what should they say?
You know, that's the problem. There isn't a word for that. I talk to people in customer service and some say, just say nothing. Instead of saying, excuse me, sir, or excuse me, ma'am, you could just say, excuse me, and leave it at that. But that is a problem. I even joked in the story of like, what are we going to bow and say, Your Excellency? I mean, there isn't a word in the English language to fill this. So it's a great question. There isn't one.
I was trying to think of the first time that someone called me sir and whether I had the same reaction. But you think this is different by gender, right?
Absolutely. Because women have the word miss and ma'am and men only have sir, you kind of get one ageless term. It's funny, in France, they actually banned the word mademoiselle, which is the miss, in 2012, because they found it feminists were speaking out. They're like, why are women having two terms and making this unwanted transition from miss to ma'am, and men don't have to. So it takes a bit of the zing out of it. And also, as we all know, youth in women is emphasized more than in men. So there adds another layer there.
Do you think there's a generational divide when it comes to the way people use ma'am or what they mean by it? Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a term that I talked to linguists. They described it as age graded, meaning how we use language changes as we age. And younger people now are seeing the term ma'am is more linked to nobility and gentry times that weren't necessarily as inclusive. So they're kind of clapping back and using it in a more ironic way. There's this meme that comes around saying, you know, ma'am, this is a Wendy's. It's kind of a way to ironically say and end an unwanted rant and kind of put people back in their place. So it's kind of taken on this new usage.
Catherine in Clinton Hill, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Brian. First time, long time. So I know the call-in was for women, but I wanted to share my perspective as a butch and transmasculine person. I'm read as a woman probably about 90% of the time, but don't identify that way. And so it makes me feel very dysphoric when people call me ma'am.
Yeah, you feel misgendered.
And I think I think there's a lot of gender neutral alternatives that folks in the service industry or in whatever other context can use instead of ma'am or ladies or, you know, whatever other term you might
Do you have hear. Some favorites to recommend?
I think folks is a good alternative. Like often if I'm with a group at a restaurant or something like that, it'll be, you know, what can you get? What can I get for you ladies? And I think, you know, hi, folks, how's it going? Might be a better option.
Yeah. President Biden would like that one, right? He always calls people folks. But that's for a group. How about for an individual? Do you have any thoughts on that, Catherine? And then, Janelle, I'll ask you.
I think it's probably easier just to, you know, you could say something like next rather than, you know, ma'am, move down or something like that. I think there's just a lot of ways to avoid gendered language altogether, when particularly for folks who, you know, might be more ambiguous presenting.
Thanks, Catherine. Keep calling us. Reaction to that? It certainly eliminates the whole world of non-binary or trans people when, you know, we gender somebody who we don't know by calling them the way they appear to us.
Yeah, it's so challenging because it's often used in customer service, often on the phone. So you're now asking someone to guess your gender over the phone. And then with women, they then have to guess your age and then use the right word accordingly. Wow, what a mess. But again, I've scratched my head. I think folks is a great suggestion, but it's confusing.
Yeah, folks, again, that's good for a group. How about for an individual? Catherine gave the example of something I've heard in restaurants and so forth, or online in a store, when they just say, next, can I help the next? And at first I thought that was kind of weird and impersonal. Can I help the next? The next what? I'm a human being. But I understand where it's coming from in this respect. Is there a word that could follow next that refers to the person that's not gendered?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I kind of ended the article saying, you know, if someone calls you ma'am, you could clarify and say, yes, Janelle, and kind of help them fill in the blank. And obviously, sometimes there's context and you can obviously refer to their title if that's something to do. But I think sometimes just ending it with excuse me and just dropping the pronoun or the title altogether is just your best way out. It is hard.
Jane in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Do you mean Jane?
I mean you. Yes.
Oh, hi. Good. Hi, Brian. Listen, I am infuriated by this. First of all, it reeks of ageism. People who are telling themselves that they are afraid to be old. It has to come from what is the intention of the speaker? They're being polite. When you take away this egotistical, how do I feel? I feel old. You know, this society is just, it's bugging me. There's nothing wrong with ma'am. It's another word we're now trying to censor and change. What is the intention of the speaker? To give you respect. Oh, that makes me feel old. If somebody gives me their seat on the subway, or even when I was a younger person and they called me ma'am, I consider that lovely.
Jane, thank you. Janelle?
Yeah, and this came up a lot. I mean, the comments of the story were shockingly disrespectful at times, and obviously this caller was very kind. But a lot of people said that. And I think the thing to think about is you have no control of your words after they leave your mouth. And so the recipient might not respond well. So pay attention to how people are responding. And is someone hearing it? Yes. Sometimes, you know, how it is said is more important than what is said. So if someone is saying it kindly and acting kindly towards me, I'm going to respond accordingly. But one of the things that came up is the term, you know, oh, wow, you're so articulate. And someone might be saying that very kindly, but it might be heard by the recipient as, why are you making that assumption? I'm not articulate.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of layers to that.
You got a lot of hate in response to your piece?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have never been flooded with more responses to a story, which is really interesting. And I think for people, especially in the South, this is something, a tradition they're raised on. And so it feels very personal and it's very loaded.
You know, we've heard from some callers about being called ma'am. Here's somebody with the other perspective, I think, of working in a cafe where people might call their customers by one thing or another. And it's Sean in White Plains. Sean, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Longtime listener, first time caller. Yeah, I work in a small cafe. And when I first started there, you know, I use the word ma'am, you know, when referring to female customers who came in, you know, I just use ma'am, and I would see the look on their faces and even get some, you know, backlash saying, oh, don't call me ma'am. So I just transitioned into calling young ladies miss. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Huh. I even receive some people even, you know, appreciative that I'd rather call them miss than ma'am. And, you know, going back to, like, you know, a substitute word for an individual, you know, at least if it's clearly that they do identify as a female person, you know, not going into the whole gender specifics, then miss for an individual seems to work perfectly in my line of work.
Is it by age that people are appreciating being called miss? Are you saying that's particularly the case with younger women?
If they're clearly female, then I refer to them as miss. I refer to everyone as miss.
Of
any age. Okay, but the older women are certainly more appreciative of it.
Interesting. Thank you very much. And of course, referring to the earlier caller, not everybody who appears to us as one thing is necessarily that thing. Just reminding everybody of that. But how about miss, Janelle? I mean, that's another gendered and loaded word because it implies a marital status.
It does. And it's funny. Several people I spoke to are like, please just call me miss. I long for the days of being miss. So I think that answer does make sense. But then there's, again, the other side of it is that, you know, I'm being referred to something younger. You know, I want to be seen as a strong, intelligent, you know, woman. Like, is being miss a little belittling? Like, I'm a girl. Overall, though, I think if you ask most women, they'd prefer the miss over the ma'am. So I'm not surprised by his call.
I think Wendy in Manhattan might be an exception to that. Right, Wendy? You're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Brian Lehrer. It's great to always listen to you and all your guests. Actually, before we heard the gentleman there, you know, the gentleman speak, the sir. I had called in to say, you know, I mean, I'm Gen X, I'm 52, and I've always considered ma'am as a move toward Ms., you know, MS, which I think is progress. And if someone called me Miss, I mean, I think even at 30, I would have been offended from sort of that, what you guys were just talking about, it's all loaded in here, but you know, I would have been offended if someone called me Miss, because it's like, it not only is it primarital, but like virginal, it gets into all kinds of weird stuff, right? And I've always seen ma'am as a, you know, more like a Ms. And I do think, you know, just to be kind of like, also, I mean, I think we might be making much of something that's not much. And not to say, I think, you know, the point about binary is really, really important. But if we're talking about just the word ma'am versus, you know, another gendered word, right?
Yes.
I would say strongly, I think we've moved toward progress. And I do think if you're 30 and you get called ma'am and you're just not liking it because you're surprised that you're older, I'm just going to say, like, guess what? You are older and you're mature. You're mature. You're older. And it's a good thing. So, yeah, that's, you know, and I know it was going to fit into the, you know, the prior call as such a, you know, but that's my take, 52, progressive, you know, yay, I'm a ma'am.
Wendy, okay. Thank you, ma'am, since you kind of asked for it. So you want to give us a closing thought here? I'm also thinking about geographical differences.
Absolutely.
You know, she referred to you guys, right? I've moved away from you guys to you all, almost the southern y'all. And listener Dude Wrangler on Twitter writes, grew up on the East Coast, both Northeast and the South. Up here, ma'am is viewed negatively, but I was down South, it was a sign of respect. And every kid I know called their mom ma'am. We have 20 seconds for a last word, Janelle.
Yeah, I'd say pay attention to context. Context matters, and language is constantly evolving. And this is a word that either we're going to find a replacement in the future, or we got to just kind of communicate how we want to be referred to as it evolves constantly.
Janelle Davis's ma'am article is on the CNN site. Thanks for talking this through with us. We could have taken calls all afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. What a great conversation.
That's the Brian Lehrer Show for today. Thanks a lot for listening. Stay tuned for all of it.